Today's episode of the Locked On Sabres podcast is brought to you by Built Bar. Go to BuiltBar.com, use the promo code Locked On, and you'll get 20% off your next order.
Your Locked On Sabres, your daily podcast on the Buffalo Sabres. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
My name is Joe DiBiase. I just ate almost an entire frozen pizza.
And I'm Jordan Hanskin, and I actually had a homemade pizza yesterday, which was awesome.
Did you make it yourself?
No, my mother did.
Was it?
But it was delicious. It was Italian sausage and pepperoni.
Oh, okay, like a meat lover's pizza.
Yeah, love it. Was nice. Yeah,
and this is the Locked On Sabres podcast. We've got the reverse retro jerseys. We're looking at them right now. They have been officially announced, but for every team in the league, including the Buffalo Sabres. So we will talk plenty about the Sabres' third jersey today. Let's talk just briefly about the sports weekend, though, because we had the teaser yesterday from the Sabres that showed the goat head on the shoulder in blue and gold. And I don't know, I was sitting in a spot yesterday, I'm like, all right, I'm getting ready for Bills Cardinals, which is like this big game, or it's a high profile game for the Bills against a marquee opponent. You've got the Masters on another screen here that's going on, even though it's November 15th. And I got the Sabres unleashing like a blue and gold goat head. I'm like, yesterday was it was trending to be a great sports day until, you know, the end of the Bills game.
Yeah, I was actually like, there was a point, I think after the Bills scored the go-ahead touchdown, that I was at, like, I had to, like, the thought to myself, like, this is the happiest I am as a sports fan. And Buffalo hits you back pretty hard with some good fun Hail Mary stuff at the end. But, yeah, like, it was exciting. I'm interested to where we put the uniform in the rankings. Mm-hmm. But like, yeah, it was a really fun sports day. It's why you watch sports, I think, having moments like Dustin Johnson walking up the 18th of the Masters, or having a hail. Like, you wish that it would happen for us instead of for them. But like, that's for moments like that. That's why you watch sports. You want the thrill of seeing something special happen, and unfortunately, we were on the receiving end of that.
Yeah, to me, I'll look back and think like, all right, this game is going to be remembered forever. It was a classic, really, is what it was. And it might end up being a game that ultimately, on the larger scope, does not matter all that much. We'll see. You know, football-wise, the Bills are in a playoff race, but we'll see about that. Let's get, though, and you mentioned we're going to rank our top 10 of these reverse retro uniforms. Before we jump into the Sabres uniform and then thereafter our top 10, do you have a jersey in mind for what you think is the worst of the reverse retros? Because I think there are a couple candidates, but for me, it's easy what the worst one is.
I have a few. I know there's one that's like my least favorite, but there's also one that like, I just like think is, I feel bad for their franchise.
Okay.
So I'll start with the one where I feel bad for their franchise, and that's the Wild.
Really?
Okay. So here, they lost that team. Like, Minnesota should never lose a hockey team to Texas. And they lost one. And then they're like, oh, here's your team that you lost to Texas. And now they're your uniform. You know, like, and like that team won a cup. It's kind of like the Browns with the Ravens. It'd be like asking the Browns to wear like, or asking like the Ravens just wore like an orange and brown uniform.
Right.
Just like, where are the Browns now?
Well, and I think that's part of the reason they didn't use the North Stars logo. Also, is that right. Like, it's weird with the Stars also being there. And the Stars couldn't have used it because then that would annoy and piss off Minnesota. I do feel bad for them too. I found it interesting. I didn't know this before this past, you know, this elongated off season with all this jersey stuff coming out, that Minnesota fans hate the nickname Wild. Like, they do not like the nickname of their team or even therefore the logo.
Yeah, and I think they wanted to be the North Stars, but they couldn't because the stupid Stars existed. And so they have to, like, the poor Minnesota people have to be reminded once again that they have a weird logo that's in the shape of a bear that I didn't really notice until like 2013.
Same.
It's like, oh, it's a bear. And I think it's a bear. It could be some other creature.
They have never officially said what it is. Whenever they get it, they just say it's a wild creature is what they say.
It looks very bear-ish to me.
It's got bear features. Bearish features.
But yeah, like that's the one that stuck out to me. I have a couple that I just don't like the look.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I'll just read them off. I didn't like the Jets one. I don't like the black.
It's black with blue shoulders, some white trim in there. They could have done something way brighter, like something like maybe make red your base color. Like to me,
right?
You should be having fun with these jerseys, not going for as neutral as you could be.
Yeah, it's like the NBA thing where like everybody wore NBA and like college basketball was big with this, where everybody had like a gray jersey for some weird reason.
Yeah,
like nobody wants a gray uniform. Mm-hmm. And then I have like a couple that I think they didn't do a very good job of being fun with it. Like the Islanders, their jerseys are just the same.
I am. People were making this joke on Twitter. I'm convinced they just missed the deadline for their jersey, and they just changed the color of their home jersey, which is, remember, they went back to that brighter blue. They're just like, all right, we're just gonna slap the navy back on there, which we wore for the last 25 years. They're just not a creative bone in their bodies. I mean, really? Maybe this is Lou Lamoriello and his hands on the franchise, the guy who doesn't let his players have long hair or facial hair or anything. Like, is it that? Because I don't know. Like, it's so boring. Like,
it should have been the fisherman, at least. They could have did the fisherman.
Right. Yeah. Or something with that. Like, maybe that style of jersey with, like, that old, like, teal color they had with the same, with their current logo. Like, you didn't have to use the fisherman logo. Like, but you had to try something. They didn't do anything. They didn't do a thing. Yes, they just like missed the class project.
Them and the teams that wore the white, I think, was a cop out.
Yep.
I don't
know.
The
Red Wings looks like a practice jersey.
Yeah, and like I get the Red Wings, like they love their like classics. I'm sure there's like that's from 1914. and it's like, okay, I get it. But like the Blackhawks, I mean, their jersey's old and they like put color in there. I think the Stars missed the boat with that. Even though I do like that they went back to like the Texas Star, I think that's cool. But yeah, I don't like the Oilers. I think that's another one where it's like you kind of just have the same uniform that you've always had. And even the Sabres and the Ducks, like you could have had more color. Like you could have did the Anna. I would have liked the Ducks to have their original like Disney World uniform. And then have it in teal. That would have been my pick. Teal with the purple on the bottom. Kind of like flip that. But I guess it's not different enough. So that's probably the problem with that. But yeah, I think, and the Sabres, we'll get into it. I don't know if they're in your top 10. I assume they are. But I wish they had yellow. I wish it was gold.
Alexa, off. I also wish it was gold. I have been making this point for like the last week since we really realized that the Sabres reverse retro uniform was going to be based on. It was going to be a white version of their old red uniform. The point I've been making on that is what made that jersey stand out? What was special about that uniform? It was not the logo. The logo, for the most part, is their current logo with the swords enlarged and you took the buffalo out. And that's pretty much it. It was that it was red. Right? It was that it was red. That stood out. That's what made that jersey pop. And to make it white, like, it's good. It looks good. It's clean. But you punted from the 50-yard line. Like, you should have gone for it on 4th-and-1, Sabres. Like, it's a double instead of a home run. It's a two-putt birdie on a par 5 from 10 feet. Like, that's, to me, what this uniform is. And it's fine. It's good. Well, you said you assume you'll have it in my top 10. We'll see. It's on the verge, unless I might put it in.
I mean, spoiler alert, like, I don't have them in my top 10. I think that they have a good jersey. They're above average. But the ones that my 10 are all home run picks, I think.
Same.
Like, I think they're all home run uniforms. And the Sabres did not have it.
Yeah. So, okay. So before we get too much more into the Sabre uniform part of it, real quick from me, the jerseys I thought were the worst. I agree with you that the Islanders, like, no effort whatsoever. The Red Wings, too plain, too blah. I agree with the Winnipeg Jets. The Sharks, even, like, the gray. Again, I don't want to see neutral when you're doing something fun like this. And I want it to be different also. Like, the Oilers, for instance. I like the Oilers one, but how different is it? Did they not just change the color of the shoulders from their road jersey? It's pretty much all they did. The Leafs one I've seen is polarizing. A lot of people either love it or hate it. The logo is enormous. I mean, the logo takes up 80% of the jersey. Is that a good thing or a bad thing for you? Because I don't like that.
I think the logo is far too large. I think the Leafs have a very limited, you know, like a limited jersey history. Like, they could have, the only way they could have been really different is if they went with the St. Pat's. Which would have been cool, or if they just did the Leafs and did like a green one, that would have been nice. But yeah, the logo is very off-putting to me. Like, I don't know what that font is. That is very, like, it's like a very futuristic font, which is not what the Leafs are about. Like, everything about the Leafs is nostalgia, and you know, I think it's a decent effort to be different, but I just don't think it hit the mark.
And before I get too far away from the Red Wings one, you know which one actually, like, what Detroit should have done? Do you remember, and maybe you would know these, this is where I know them from. They wore them in the early 90s as an alternate, but those from the video game, EA Sports. Detroit has an alternate in there that is like the two red lines and then a big red bar, and it says Detroit, and then two red lines underneath that. You know the uniform I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
Dog, you couldn't have done something with that? Like, maybe flip the colors and make it red and then all the lines white? Like, that would have been cool. But you're right.
I played many a ranked versus match with the Red Wings, and that would be the jersey I would always pick.
Yeah. So, again, like, some of those original six teams, they don't have a ton to work with, like the Red Wings and the Leafs, but they should have tried. They should have tried something. Built Bar is back. The improved Built Bar is back, and even deliciouser than ever. Six new flavors to go with their 12 original flavors. The new flavors, caramel brownie, cookies and cream, cherry barcia. Still love the name on cherry barcia. Lemon almond cheesecake as well. Also carrot cake and apple almond crisp to go along, again, with your 12 original flavors. My favorite of the original, still peanut butter brownie. Bars are 100% covered in chocolate, soft and easy to chew. Great for the healthy conscious guy. Built Bar helps lose or maintain weight while indulging in a delicious treat. Low calorie, low sugar, high protein, and high fiber. Right now, go to BuiltBar.com, use the promo code LOCKEDON. You'll get 20% off of your next order. Use the promo code LOCKEDON for 20% off at BuiltBar.com. Joe DiBiase and Jordan Hanskin here on the Locked On Sabres podcast. All right, let's do a deep dive into what we think of the Sabres reverse retro uniforms. If you had to grade them, where would you put them? I think for me personally, I'd give them like a B, just a straight B, not a B plus, not a B minus, just a straight B. Because I do like them. I think they are clean, but I don't think they really, they could have been more bold. They could have been more aggressive with what their uniform was. And also, it's hard to mess up, you know, that color concept with any uniform from their history. So, like, I guess they could have done something stupid with the slug or with the turd burger. Like, there were other uniforms that's like, don't even go near it. So, to me, like, again, this is they did a good job, but I would have liked to see more.
Yeah, and I think they could have had a better uniform. Like, I think that if it was gold with this same color scheme with the goat head and the goat head striping, that would have been the home run. That would have been the A+. I give them the B. Like, it's not as bad as they could have been. Like, yeah, they could have had worse choices. Even though I would have loved to see like a black and red slug. That would have been very wild to me. But because, like, you would take literally the combination of the two most fun Sabres teams in our lifetime and combine them into a uniform. And I think that would have been interesting. But yeah, I guess that would be the same thing as blue and gold goat head. Where this one is I get what they're doing, and I think it does, like, the logo pops more in the white, but I just think, like, for this jersey, this is like such a unique opportunity to be so weird and, like, unique and make it work. And I think that they just missed it just a bit. And that's why, like, you, I think your example of saying it's a good two putt birdie. So they got there. They have this like great jersey concept. They got there and they just missed the eagle putt and they just tap in for the birdie. And it's just right. not as, it's just not the home run that you want.
It's like they left the putt short too. Like they, they got it close. Like it was a good putt, but they left it like 6 inches short. Because they didn't want to blow it past the hole. Like, I feel like that's kind of what they did here.
And when you're chasing Dustin Johnson, you need eagles.
you need a couple eagles. And you also need to not shoot a 10, Tiger.
I think he was out of it from the very beginning there.
I don't know. He rattled off like five birdies after that.
That's true. And maybe if he went minus 18 yesterday, he would have.
Yeah. So, yeah, gold to me would have been better with maybe blue shoulders or something, or maybe just gold in general. They could have done something with the goat head, I think I would have liked more. I think that something with red and black at all, like maybe even their current jersey. I think you had this idea last week that just wear your current uniform or like your old school, like classic jersey with the normal crest that you wear now and just make it red and black. Like, that would be cool. Like, get crazy with the color concept because you have these colors in your arsenal. Other teams are using their old colors. Feel free to, you know, take that shot and try to do that. Now, this is a baby step for me and that they are – this is 2 years in a row where they have kind of embraced, you know, the goat head, that red uniform now with this alternate, and the color concept a little bit last year with their 50th anniversary. To me, it's a baby step towards ultimately and hopefully – getting to something red and black as an alternate, you know, even if it's for a game or two, like just to see it just to see it in the future on the ice, I think would be super special for fans of our generation. Did you see, by the way, I threw out a couple of different like ideas there for what I would have liked better. I don't think this was on anybody's mind and there's no way they would have done it, but I did a quick Photoshop of the 40th anniversary jersey, but in red and black. And like I quickly thought, oh, they'll never do it. But that could look super sharp if like someone that designs jerseys for a living like just sat down with that as an idea.
Yeah, I like it. I think it would have been even more different and even cooler. And that's just why I can't in good conscience put them over jerseys that I think are going to be like some of my favorite to see in the NHL this year. Like I had to pick other jerseys that I thought were better. And I wanted to be a homer. I wanted to put them in the top 10, but there's at least 10 better ones. I think they're firmly in the middle and maybe leaning more towards the positive end. Like they're probably like 12th or 13th for me. Mm-hmm. But yeah, they're not bad. They did not do a bad job and they're going to look good. They're just not as good as they could have been.
I completely agree with the way you put that there. Let's do our top 10 reverse retro uniforms. Joe DiBiase and Jordan Hanskin here on the Locked On Sabres podcast. Our 10 favorite jerseys that the NHL released, Adidas released as part of the reverse retro series. We both admitted off the top that we don't have the Sabres in our top 10. So let's start at 10 and work our way to 1. I'll let you go first. Your 10th favorite jersey for the reverse retros is who?
Brass Bonanza. I got the Hurricanes with the Hartford Whalers jersey as my number 10. I anytime the Whalers show up, I love it. I think that the logo is so cool that there's an H and a W and then the whale fin at the top. Like the H is the negative space in the uniform. Just a perfect logo, and the color scheme's super cool too. Of course, the Hurricanes, but I'll give the Hurricanes credit. They did not do what we feared they were going to do, where they were going to put the Hurricane logo on the shoulders, and they just went full Hartford Whaler, and that's where I think that they made it fit into the top 10 here.
Yeah, I have them in my top 10 too. I don't have them here though. My 10th favorite jersey in this collection was the Montreal Canadiens. It's basically their jersey, but the colors are flipped. Instead of a blue bar in the middle, it is red, and then the main part of the jersey is blue. I like that a lot, and you'll see. Like I like doing something different. And a lot of teams I feel like weren't different enough. Like I'm looking at the Florida Panthers uniform right now. It's like, I feel like I've seen you wear that 100 times throughout your history. And like, when's the last time you can remember? I think they wore it maybe in like the early 70s. Was the last, have you ever seen the Canadians wearing blue? Like, I like that they're changing it up a little bit. I'm going with Montreal. And they're a classic team. They didn't go too crazy. They basically just flipped the colors. So I have them at 10. Your number 9 jersey is who?
My number 9 is the LA Kings. I think they did a very good job. Again, too, like, all these to me are A pluses. Like, it was hard for me to kind of arrange 1 to 10, because I love, literally love all these uniforms. And the Kings are at my number 9 here. I think that they could have been higher. I wish they had the crown logo, but I guess the crown, that it is literally that jersey. So whereas this one, I think it's the black and silver, the that logo is from the black and silver jersey. I think the Kings need to just be the purple and yellow team. I think that they need to get rid of the black jersey that they have now. They're very boring, very bland. I know they want a cup in them, but I think the people want the purple and yellow.
I agree. I wonder if they're just too afraid to be, like, they don't want to be seen as the Lakers or like copying the Lakers, but you were purple and yellow like at the beginning. So, right. Like, black and gray is just black and silver. Like, it's not fun. It's not fun at all. Like, it's dull. And like, come on, like, get something in there, get some color, anything, you know, even throw, like, they used to have black, silver, and purple, like in the early 2000s, like, even do something like that. Well, I'll get to the Kings later on. I'm going with the Canucks at number 9. I love the gradient. I love that they went with those red and blue gradient jerseys, but with blue and green in this case. I like that the C is white. I think that stands out a little bit. The logo, too. Like, they threw a lot of white in there, and I think that made the jersey stand out a little bit more. So I'm going with the Canucks at number 9 with the green gradient, starting green at the bottom, and it slowly becomes blue.
Canucks actually didn't make my top 10. So that's really? That's kind of interesting. Yeah. I didn't think it was different enough. Like, I get the gradient is unique for sure. But like the logo is the same. And they kind of have the same color scheme. And like, I just think it's like, it's not all that much different.
Would you have rather they done something with like the beret jerseys, like the skate?
I think they needed to put the V. They could have did this V color scheme and did the V. That would have been my pick. The green and the blue with the V.
Yeah, that would have been cool. All right, what's your number 8?
My number 8 is actually Florida.
Oh,
I like that Florida Panthers jersey. I like the logo. I don't know why. I like it. I like the logo. That was the jersey that they always had in red, and they remind me of Olli Jokinen. I can't help it. I like the logo. It's very Florida. It's very Florida Panthers to me. Like, it's like the things jumping. It's like 3D in a way. Like, it's a panther jumping at you. I'm a sucker for that logo. I know it is. You could argue that it's not different enough because they have worn like the blue. That was their jersey. I think there was a period of time where their main jersey was the navy blue. Yeah. But I just can't. I like. I had to fight for the logo.
Okay, I like your reasoning for it, at least. It's not necessarily like, you know, the creative team over at the Florida Panthers like really pulled one off here. No. Like, they kind of went simplistic, and if you do like that logo, I understand why. I like it too. I don't think I like it as much as you, because I don't have it in my top 10. In fact, I might have it in my bottom 10. It wouldn't have been, you know, I would have put others behind it, Winnipeg, the Islanders, but...
My question to you is, maybe, I don't know if this is spoiling anything, but like... Where did you have the Blue Jackets? Are they not on your board?
We will get there.
Because I love that's another one of those logos that's very nostalgia for me.
Yeah.
Like, I think that logo is kind of trash, but I kind of love it.
Yeah. We'll get there.
A little tease.
My number 8, though, I'm going with not the Blue Jackets, but I'm going with the Blues here with the red jersey, the Music Note logo that says St. Louis on it. It's got the blue bottom, you know, like the diagonal line, and then like the Music Notes lines. What would you call those? It's just music lines, right? That's it.
Music line, yeah.
Yeah, to have those throughout the jersey in yellow. I love the blue logo. the blue bottom, the yellow accents, and then the red jersey. Like, to me, it's bright. It stands out. You'll pick up on this if you're listening that, like, I like jerseys that, like, a little kid would like. And to me, the Blues jerseys are that. So I have them at number 8.
Okay, well, you'll hear more from the Blues from me later. I kind of like how this is going, that we're, like, teasing more prideful speeches about these uniforms. My number 7 is Washington. This is I always called these uniforms the Peter Bondros. That's like the player that I always just link with the what is it, white, blue, and black, and gold, and like bronze Capitals jerseys. And I just love that logo. I actually think it looks really good. It actually fits really well. Some of these logos, when you switch them and put them in the different colors, they don't work all that well. But the Capitals one works really, really well. Like, I could see them, this being like a mainstay for the Capitals, and just having it be like an alternate for a long time.
Yeah, I like that. I like that argument. I will put the Golden Knights in at 7. I got a lot of red in my top 10, and this is another one. This one is not really, you know, it's in the series. It's not really a retro uniform. I think they tried to link it to like an old minor league LA team or a Vegas team that played in like the AHL, I think, or the IHL or something. I don't really think it was even close to the one I saw, though. But like, I like it, right? It's red. I like the secondary logo that they're using with the little, what would you call it? It's like the ace with the swords behind it. You got the gold collar, the gold on the bottom. I think the Golden Knights have a really nice reverse retro uniform, even though it's not really retro. I'm going to put it at 7. I think because it's not retro, I couldn't put it higher than that.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I actually have them here as well. I have them at 6. Okay. So I'll just add my thoughts. Vegas is one of these teams. Like, they're one of the few expansion teams that I think have just nailed their introduction uniform. Like, you know, the Blue Jackets had to feel themselves out. The Wild still don't know what's going on. And like, but like the Vegas Golden Knights have a very strong brand, and it's just like, they just really nailed the logo, and they nailed the color scheme. It's just, it's fun. It's different. They had the white gloves, like everything about them, and their, whoever is running that marketing department, they had the fun Twitter account for a while. Mm-hmm. And like, they just like, they're killing it with marketing. And this jersey is another like great reason why. That's an awesome third logo.
Yeah, I agree. I think they killed it too. I think they've been killing it. My number 6 is the Blue Jackets. I'll put them here at number 6. I like the white shoulders. I think, are they the only ones I've seen that did that? Where if it's white, like everyone else that did white, they had it white all the way through. Or if they had red, they had it all the way through. But the Blue Jackets did red with the white shoulders. I think that looks cool. I like that logo a lot. Again, it's one of those logos like we've been talking about, like the Sabres goat head logo or the Wild logo. Like, there are logos out there where I didn't know what they were until like recently. The Blue Jackets logo was one of those. I thought it was just ribbon, you know, circling a hockey stick, and that was it. I'm like, okay, I mean, they must really like ribbon in Ohio. I don't know. So, but now that you see the CBJ, and I like it. I think it stands out. I think it's cool, and I like the I like being bold and going with the red and the white.
Yeah, and like the Blue Jackets, like that jersey was fascinating to me because there was like a little bit of neon. They had that weird thing with the bug for a while, like their mascot was a bug.
The Hornet, like, or the Yellow Jacket, I think.
Yeah, so like they couldn't decide, like, are we going to go full Civil War here? Because that's what the name is from, is Blue Jackets. It's the Union soldiers in the Civil War. Or are we going to do this like thing where like people might mistake us for bees and we're going to be able to Hornet? Like, it's just like they couldn't really decide what was going on. I love that logo. It's one of those just nostalgia logos for me. And it just like fits them. And I think that they did a good job of bringing it back with a little bit of pride. Like, they're like, look at our history. We didn't win a playoff game in these uniforms, but look at us go. So moving along, this is where I have the Coyotes.
At 5?
Yeah. I think the Coyotes bother me for one reason and one reason only. And they like abandoned their awesome uniform for this really boring one. like maroon and black as my high school colors, as is yours. And like, I just don't think that the Coyotes need to be weird. You're Arizona. Nobody watches you play. Be strange. Like, embrace your strangeness. And finally, with these reverse retros and bring back the uniforms that they had, I forget what they call it. There's like a specific term for what like the green ones are called. But like, it's just so cool. It's so different. You have the desert landscape on the bottom of the uniform. I love it. This uniform, I think, used to be green or black maybe. But now they have the purple and I love it.
I think I just saw the Coyotes logo different for the first time. I can't decide if I'm just seeing something here, because we just mentioned the Blue Jackets and the Sabres and the Wild as like logos that like I didn't really see what it was. But okay, so this is how I've always seen the Coyotes logo, that it is a coyote head and like that's the eye is the side of the face, right? And then the mask is like on the front of the nose. That's kind of what I've always seen of it. But now, am I right in thinking that just the mask is the left side of the face and the eye on the right is the right side of the face? Is that right?
I always thought they were kind of doing a thing like it looks like a skull. Like, you know, those like, I think it's a, like, this is where my ness is going to come out. Like, it's like a Georgia O'Keeffe painting. She did like a lot of skulls and desert landscapes. And that I think was what they're kind of evoking there. But yeah, I think you're right. I think it's two sides of the coyote face. It's like a skull of a coyote.
Wow. I can't believe I've never seen it that way. I don't know if that's right though.
No, I don't know if that's exactly what they're doing, but it could be one of those things where it's multiple, like it could be multiple things. You can interpret it multiple ways.
Sure.
I think we're just trying to be, we're just trying to guess at that. But that's my guess, and I could easily be wrong.
Okay.
But it sounds smart, right?
It does. It sounds like it's right. So we'll go with it for now. at number five, I have the Ducks. Again, I like jerseys that like a little kid would like, and I love like almost like the comic book feel of their uniform, of the duck just exploding out of the ice with a hockey stick and with the Wild Wing mask, and like using your mascot on a uniform, because how many other teams have ever done that? Like, you know, the Flyers are not trotting out here with a jersey with Gritty on it, or the Sabres are not throwing Sabretooth on their uniform. And like, you know what, Mighty Ducks, like, sure, like your fan base nationally is children anyway. Like, embrace it and let's do it. And I like the uniform, and I think that it looks better. I like this one more than the green version that they used to wear. I think that the water being green or the ice being green and then him flying out in the jersey is white, I think it looks sharper. So I like this jersey a lot. I'm putting it at five.
I think the Ducks, this is my theory on the Ducks, is that they're everybody's second favorite team.
Yeah.
Like, I think everybody has their own fanhood from where they're from, and then everybody likes the Ducks.
And they really killed that with their they switched to.
Like, and then they're playing to that, I think. Like, I think if everybody's team somehow moved to a different city, that everybody would become Ducks fans. And that's my theory on them. But moving on to number four, I have the Lightning here.
Ooh, okay.
Okay, so this Lightning jersey, I absolutely love. Like, I love that logo. A lot of people didn't like it. I don't think that jersey, like, the Lightning went for a very classy feel with what they're wearing now. I personally don't like it. I think it's too bland. It's too boring, and it's too similar to the Leafs. When the Leafs play the Lightning, it's like watching the same team play. It's like a practice skate. And I think the Lightning needed to, like, I loved the when they wore these like black jerseys. This was when they won their first cup. And putting it in the blue, I think it pops more. I wish they did this back then, instead of that weird thing that they had with like the waves on the bottom.
Mm-hmm. I like that. I was hoping they would do it. Had like the lightning bolts going down the arms and the clouds up in the shoulders. Like, I thought that was cool.
I mean, it was. But this jersey, I think, works a lot for me as being like a Mm-hmm. It's person not, that loved hockey in the early 2000s. Like the Lightning were like one of the best teams in the league. And this is like the jersey that just like, it's just the nostalgia is just off the hook with this uniform.
Yeah. I think the one I'm talking about, like the one with the, like the scene, like the, you're in the storm. Like it's very,
it was a lot going on.
Yeah. I like that one too. I did not have it in my top 10 though. It would have been right there. I thought about it with Montreal. But I ended up going with the Canadiens instead. My number four is the Coyotes, which you had at number five. I'll add in about this jersey. It being purple, like bravo. Like that's not a color we see almost at all in the league. And it's not a color really the Coyotes have ever used other than like very small details. Like the moon on this this jersey originally would have been, I think, green, right?
If I'm remembering, I think it was green,
and then like the moon on the bottom was purple. Like you don't see much purple in the Coyotes' history, but like willing to make that like the base color of your uniform, and then with the mountains in the bottom being orange, in like the landscape with the cactuses and everything, like it makes that part I think stand out even more too. So I loved the purple and orange thing when we first saw them on the teaser that Adidas released last week. I'm like, what are they doing? I've never seen purple for the Coyotes. Are they doing like a Phoenix Suns crossover? Like, what are they doing? But I think obviously they did not do that. And I think they pulled it off. Like I like it a lot.
It's very similar in that regard that they took a color that's the team's not associated with at all to the Utah Jazz jerseys with those gradient, like orange and red ones. Mm-hmm. Like it's so different that like, I don't know. It makes it cool. Like the Jazz one's not as good as this, but like, it's just like it's so unique, and it's so unique to their state and their like landscape. Like Arizona desert sky kind of has that purplish look to it.
Yeah.
And like Utah, the rocks and like the in like southern Utah and all those rock formations, it does have that gradient like red yellow look. And I think that it's just like I love when teams take geography and like put it into their logos. I think it's really cool.
Yeah. All right. What is your number three?
This is where I have the Blues. The Blues nailed this jersey. Like everything about the Blues and taking all the musical notes, music lines, all that stuff, and talking about like St. Louis jazz, it just works for me. And it's not super weird where it's off-putting. The red actually fits. And the logo pops off the red really, really well. There's not too much to complain about with that one. I think that the next three, this one and my other two, I think are like perfect uniforms.
Yeah. My number three is one you've already had. It's the Washington Capitals. I love the Screaming Eagle uniforms. I love the logo on the shoulders as being like the secondary logo, because I think the Screaming Eagle is better. And like those are the Capitals we grew up with. But I will say, like, I did like the blue Screaming Eagles. Back like when Yager and Bondra were there, but that when they had the black home uniform at the Capitol building, like that's when they start that it was pretty dull for me. And to have the red and then the navy, like maybe I would have preferred, if I could nitpick, a brighter blue for the Capitals, but I really like it. I really love it. I love the red jersey. I love that they kept the Capitals like banister on the bottom, whatever you call it, where it goes from the bottom left up a little bit diagonally. I think they killed it. I think the logo is great. And like you said, I could see this being a jersey they carry over into the future as an alternate. And, you know, it's the Bondras, it's the Yagers. Like those are the players I think me and you think of first. But Ovechkin came into the league wearing this jersey. You know,
he did.
So to have it be a part of your rotation, I think is a good thing. All right. Yeah. They're number two.
There are only a couple of jerseys that I think could stay with teams that teams might stick with as being an alternate. And this one, I think is one of those as well.
I agree.
Montreal is one that I think could keep that for a while, because it's so similar to their perfect. Like when I say perfect, I mean this, it's on my short list of best uniform in sports.
Yeah.
And it's such an easy switch. I don't think they get like style points for being creative, but they don't need to because of the Montreal Canadiens. And this uniform is so perfect. Like the blue, just flipping the colors just makes it, it pops a little bit. It's just different enough to be cool because Montreal always wears the same thing. And it's just, they didn't try too hard and they didn't need to because they're Montreal and they look awesome wearing these types of uniforms. And I think Montreal is number two.
All right. Well, I had them at 10. My number two, I'm starting to think, is not on your list, but I don't know what your number one is. So we'll see. My number two is the Colorado Avalanche and or the Quebec Nordiques. They went back to the Nordiques logo, keeping their current colors with the maroon and blue, which I think are some of the most unique colors in sports. And I love that they kept the fleur on the bottom of the jerseys, so that the Nordiques were almost notorious for it having at the bottom of their uniforms. I think that being bold enough and willing to use that old logo too, even though it's like, you know, half a continent away or an entire continent away, honestly, between Colorado and Quebec, like recognizing your history and keeping and like doing it in a different color scheme to me is what this whole concept was about. And I think the Avalanche killed it.
Yeah, they did not make my list. I think you're right. I think they're like, if you had an honorable mention, they would be an honorable mention for me. I had a beef with the white, and I think I put them down just because I think it's a slap to the face to the people of Quebec.
Yeah, that's right.
I just imagine not having the Sabres, and say the Sabres were in pick a city, Portland, Oregon. And then they're all like, and they're wearing like the buff, and they're wearing like the goat head uniform. Like it would just irk me to no end. But obviously, like, what? If you're just looking jersey aesthetics, like they did an awesome job. And it's sick.
Is it as big a slap in the face as Colorado winning the cup in their first season?
No. No, it's not.
That's much worse.
Yeah. It's funny that the like them, the Wild, and like these teams, like I just feel bad for like them. Yeah. Like the Wild have to wear the stupid Wild logo in the uniform they want. It's just very funny to me. And the Avalanche are just like dunking on Quebec one last time. It would have been funnier if they had like a Stanley Cup anniversary patch on there too. Just to, like
this is torture them as much as we can.
Right. And my number one to finish off this fun list that we have is the New Jersey Devils. I don't know if they're the same one that you have. The Green Machine New Jersey Devils, I think, is another like perfect uniform. I love it. I think that it's like it's very nostalgic. I think the Devils fans thought it was cool when they brought back the green a little bit before, and now they just went full tilt with it. This is another uniform that I think is – like it's pretty good on its own. Like their uniforms are pretty good. And they just, they didn't need to tweak too much, to make this one awesome. And I think they just hit another home run with it. Like if it's not broke, don't try to go too crazy with it. And they didn't, and it just is it's an awesome uniform.
I don't have them in my top 10. They're good. They are good. I think they just look too much like Christmas to me. And that color scheme for being the New Jersey Devils has always been strange for me, because you're the Devils. You're supposed to be menacing. You're supposed to be evil. And you look like your logo should be Santa Claus on the front of that jersey. So, like, I don't mind them. I have a fundamental problem with the color scheme and the team name connecting. That's my problem with them.
That's all right. Hey,
if they were the New Jersey Santas, I'd have them number one. I guarantee it.
The elves, yeah. All right.
I saw another funny Photoshop of someone photoshopping the Wild jerseys, but it was the Subway logo.
That was so funny. Oh my god. The Wild probably thought they did like the North Stars, and everybody's just making fun of them all the time. Oh yeah. That's great.
My number one is a team that you had on your list, and it is the LA Kings. I love the purple and gold. I love the logo is white with purple lettering. Like it's not too much yellow going on or gold, whatever you want to call it. And it is a color scheme I think that they should go back to. So, and again, it's kind of the perfect combo of it's not your current jersey. it's not even the jersey that you wore purple and golden. You're going back to the Gretzky uniforms that were black and silver. So it is still a throwback jersey. And you're also doing throwback colors. For, like, it almost reminds me of like the ideas that we've come up with. Like the, for instance, like I came up with that red idea for the 40th anniversary uniform, or gold for this current uniform right now. Like, it's an old jersey. It's old colors, and those two things didn't coexist in the first place either. And it just looks totally sharp. Love the logo. It's, to me, the jerseys they should be remembered for, because I know they didn't win a Stanley Cup in those uniforms, and they did with the ones they wear now. But most sport fans, when they think of the LA Kings, I think they still picture Wayne Gretzky wearing that jersey. And now it's just in the right colors. So I think it's number one.
Yeah, I like it a lot too. It could have potentially been higher. Like I said, like 1 to 10 is pretty minuscule in terms of difference. Like all of them, I think, are A pluses, all the ones that I picked. Yours are all pretty close. Even the ones that we differed on, I think I was pretty close to putting those ones on my list too. But yeah, I think regardless, this is going to be a really fun season with uniforms, with these ones added to the mix.
Me too. There was a couple jerseys real quick I feel like we should mention, just because like some of them didn't come up at all. The Bruins jersey didn't come up, the gold. Ottawa didn't come up with the red and the black. Who else did we not mention? We mentioned the Stars. We didn't really mention the Blackhawks. The Predators jersey I don't think needed mentioning, because it's basically like the jersey they used to wear all the time.
Yeah.
The Flyers we didn't mention. The Rangers, going back to Lady Liberty, we didn't even mention.
Yeah, it's okay. I'm not a Navy fan. Usually same. With uniforms,
not so a fan of Navy.
Yeah, they take a little bit of hit. Unless of course they're paired with the really fun Arena Football Panthers logo that I get to just like rave about. Yeah. There are some teams that I think could have been better. Like the Sharks, I thought could have been better. Like they could have did like, I remember they had that like tinge of orange. And they could have really messed around with that a little bit.
How did the Oilers not go back to their, remember their old third jerseys with like the oil drop that were all navy? Do like either your current blue in that jersey or orange or something. Like, oh, they should have done something with that.
Or they could have went back to the gear.
That would have, yes, that would have been funny too.
And I don't think we even mentioned Calgary's uniform once.
It's
wild.
I
that
like
logo.
It,
that logo is outrageous.
The logo is wild, but the rest of the jersey isn't almost different at all from what it used to be. You know,
I think these uniforms, I think were called like the Ponyta, like because it was Pokemon. There's a Pokemon that's like a fire horse, and this is literally like the Pokemon. Like that is like the except all like right. Evil.
They're the Calgary Pokemons to me now.
Yeah. Well, Ponyta was a specific Pokemon. I don't know if any listeners know what I'm talking about, please help me out.
Yeah, please do, because I'm not going to be able to. last thing we'll talk jersey-wise here, and then we'll wrap up. Should the Winnipeg Jets have done anything with the Atlanta Thrashers?
Oh, my God.
I mean, yes. There's really no. There's no
for
one to
for me.
Offend,
they should
right?
have said yes. For them, I think it's an easy answer of no. But like for people that don't like the Winnipeg Jets, you would say yes, please. But for Winnipeg Jets fans, I think they did it. I think they did a good service to their fans not to bring up the Atlanta Thrashers. It would just have been fun for us. Yeah. But like it would have been wild because the Thrashers were like the perfect team of we don't know what the heck we're doing with these uniforms. So, like with they could have went turquoise. They could have did that. Do you remember those red ones that they had?
Yeah, the red ones. Was that with like the bird? Like the I'm trying to remember.
They had the navy ones with like the scarlet shoulders. Then they had those turquoise ones.
Oh, the red ones just said Thrashers.
And the red ones that just said Thrashers on them. It was just like they were all over the place. The Jets could have went in multiple directions. The Jets should have just did simple. They should have just went red.
Yeah. All right. Well, we covered a lot there. There were 31 jerseys released today. We ranked our top 10. We went through the ones we liked the least. We talked about the Sabres ones as well. We will get back into some more off-season-y things topic-wise with our Sabres World Cup we've been building. If the Sabres make any other moves, we'll address that as well. And as we start to find out as the season approaches, we'll talk more lineup stuff, you know, line combinations. We did already have our opening lineup projections, but you know, things change. This Arttu Ruotsalainen, for instance, is lighting it up over in Europe, and maybe he thrusts his name into the ring for a third-line center here in Buffalo. So there's lots of stuff like that to talk about as well. Come back for that on Wednesday. This has been the Locked On Sabres podcast with Joe DiBiase and Jordan Hanskin. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network.